Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I just want to send a special shout out right now to the Urban Committee, TAZ. You can check him out on my Blog Talk page at blogtalk.com/GRights. And that's TAZ from the show, ATAZP. And then you have Mr. Budge. You have to check him out. And there are a whole slew of people who are my top friends. They are the Urban Committee. So please check them out. Also want to send out a special shout out today to Victory Waters. And her name of her show is Victory Waters Speaks. You know, like I said, feel free to shoot me a text message at gwrightonline@yahoo.com throughout this program. And if you have a question that you know that you would like for me to answer or something you'd like to talk about, just feel free to say it. Feel free to ask it. Send it through that. Also, if you're online, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/GRight. You know, guys, you know, today's topic is which musical artist has inspired you the most? What musical artist has inspired you the most? And then the question, why? Now, I'm not going to start with myself. Just yet, I'm not going to do that. But we can get things started today with Young Praiser, and this song is called Holy Rock. Holy Rock. You listen to the Heart of Love Radio. Tap your phone. Be right. Young Praiser, Holy Rock.
My holy rock, my solid rock, my holy rock.
Listening in.
Is that okay?
You know what? You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I am your host, G. Wright. And I just have to tell you, when it comes to the question, the topic of discussion this week, concerning who's my favorite artist and who's inspired me the most and why, I have to say that is some of the same people that you just now heard just now. As a songwriter, I love B.B. Wines. I love the Wine Winers family. Let me just put it on the record that G. Wright loves the Winers family. And hopefully one day I will be able to write with them and sing with them as well, B.B. and C.C., Angie and Debbie, whichever one will have me. And of course, you know, you have to give it to the Winans. That whole family is their pioneer family. Just like the Clark sisters, you know, they paved the way in their own right. But as far as the artists who have actually inspired me the most, it has been through several. You know, as far as songwriting, you know, I love B.B. Winans. I love B.B. Winans. I love Stevie Wonder. And, you know, Marvin is, you know, he's a bad boy. Like I say, the entire Winans family. That's just one category. That's just one. I just have a couple ties between the Winans family and the Tyler clan, you know. But them, I also have to say Stevie Wonder. His music that touches the soul, and it's timeless. You know, as a songwriter, I like Babyface. And definitely as a singer, definitely Luther Vandross, you know. I love Whitney Houston, and you know, I love music that inspires the soul. I don't know about you, but I love music that inspires the show, that inspires and touches my soul and makes me think, makes me want to be better. Not just, you know, mind you, music, every music, part of music has its place. Everything has its place. And but I'm grateful for, you know, God bless me with so many people around me who actually are doing their thing and doing their best to be heard out there. I just have to say that that's something else. So as far as who are my main top artists, as far as who inspired me the most, it's kind of hard for me to even say. But definitely the Winans in the class their own class by themselves, as songwriters and ministers of the gospel, and also as far as singing, you know, Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder, and Babyface. You know, so I love people who are actually doing their thing and actually put it out there and really making a difference in people's lives. That's what matters most. Well, coming up right now, is Lift 'Em Up. This is by Dexter Walker and Zion Movement. If I'm correct, I believe that they will be coming to Atlanta very soon. If not this weekend, I believe it's next weekend. But you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, 646-595-4311. I would like to hear from you. Which artist has inspired you the most and why?
Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Come on. Come on, let's lift them up. Come on, let's lift them for the world to see. Come on, if you're not ashamed, come on, stand up on your feet.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, say I will lift him.
Walker and the Zion Movement, Lift Him Up. So you are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I just got to tell you that definitely God is good, and no matter what's happening in your life, I just want you to know that God loves you. I know we say that, and I say that every time on the Hard Love Radio Show, but I really want you to know that God really loves you, and God will make a way. But there seems to be no way. Now, hold on. We have a caller calling in live. Hello, caller. You're calling. You're on live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hello, this is Stephen Hurd. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mr. Hurd. How are you doing?
I can't complain, man. Congratulations on this great show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate your support. You know, today's topic, Stephen, is which musical artist has inspired you the most, and why?
Does it have to be just one?
You can give me several.
Good. It would have to be, for me, Marvin Winans.
Right.
And his articulation of lyrics has always been, like, incredible to me. And then I think Larna Harris. I don't know if you remember Larna Harris.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on Larna Harris. And
oh, my goodness. Man, I loved it. Yeah. I loved the way he approached both music ministry and art form. I didn't have the range that he had, but I studied classical music, so I always studied his approach to music. I mean, how he turned a phrase and how his formation of a vowel and that kind of thing. I was always just in awe of this man's technique.
Those are only two. You know, I was stuck personally on the Tyre Winans clan. I had to put them in their whole category.
Oh, yeah. That's
That's really a school. That's like a school. That's not even a class. That's an institution.
The school of ministry. The Winans School of Ministry. You know what? They probably could open up a school like that as well.
Oh, that.
But I'd say definitely. You are doing your thing in the gospel field and in praise and worship. You know, so I have to say that I'm definitely going to put your music on my next show, and I'd love to have you come back.
I would love to, sir. I'm just trying to figure out why are you out of the will of God and not having it on already.
I know, right? I mean, you had gotten on me before about that, but I do apologize. But I will make sure that I would like to dedicate one of my program shows to you next week if you're available. Just let me know.
Bless you, sir.
But one thing before you leave, could you bless us with a little melody?
You've got to be crazy. This man's a comedian.
I know, right? Okay, all right. I'm not going to put you in a spot like that.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell the listening audience where they can actually check your music out?
Well, they can get any of my music. Well, the last two projects you can get on iTunes, or you can get them from Best Buy or Walmart.com, or you can even go to wherever you sell Christian music and you can get my music there. I have two independent projects that I did before I came to Integrity, and you can get those projects either at my website, heardthewordmusic.com, or you can get those at a Christian store. You just need to order from the Christian store.
Yes, yes. You know, I do have to say I do apologize for not having your music, but I tell you, I will make sure that I have your music by next week. I promise you that.
Your grandmother used to say, when you were supposed to do something you didn't do, you said, well, grandmother, I meant to do it. She said,
All right, you know what? Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. You know, but I definitely have to say, I definitely appreciate you calling in. I mean, this has been the highlight of my evening so far. You know,
bless you, man.
You are, because you love the Lord and you're doing your thing, and God is really blessing you. And you
God
know,
has been faithful. God has really been faithful.
Now, I have to say this as well. Since I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, I have to say Richard Smallwood. And it's
Oh, yeah.
That's
realistically, Richard Smallwood was writing praise and worship music before we had an understanding of really what the music was. There's a song he has on his, I think his first project called The Glory of the Lord. And that song today, 2008, that was back in the 80s when that song came out. It still has the same anointing and power today than it did as it did back then.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, there's so many different musical giants. You know, it's kind of hard to actually put them all out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're all just doing their thing. You know, really.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they're definitely the trailblazers as well. Maybe that was a hard
definitely.
Question. Maybe I could have come with a better question because, you know.
No, actually, that was a good question. There's so many people who we actually stand on their shoulders. They've made possible that, you know, for us to do what we do today because
right.
of what they did, you know, back then. So that's actually an excellent, excellent question.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Because, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to this BB and CC Winans reunion CD that's about to come up.
Can you imagine? That is going to be incredible.
You know, before there was Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, you had, you know, the Clock Sisters called You Light, the Sunshine, You Light, you know.
You Brought the Sunshine?
Light. Yeah, You Brought the Sunshine. Thank you. I appreciate it. That song, plus, you had, I remember back in the day in the 70s, or it might have been the 80s, early 80s, Tremaine Hawkins came out with Wake Up Singing Hallelujah in the Morning Time.
Yeah.
And the church folk were just going crazy. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden, you know, you had people like the Winans, Commission. And then once BB and CeCe came out, they just took it to a totally different level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then Kirk Franklin rode that coattail just a little bit because they did pave the way. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so. Well, first of all, just let me know when you can come back on the show. I'd love to interview you some more and play your music and just feature you because you are a great and anointed man of God.
Thank you, man. I thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to coming back and sharing with you. As soon as our schedules can coordinate, it'd be my pleasure, man.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And all
God
right,
bless
man. Likewise.
Thank you. You listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We have another caller calling in live. Hello, caller. You're live on the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Mary
Hodo
here.
Hi. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Now, for my listening audience, this is like one of my play moms right here. Mary, who has inspired you the most and why?
Well, it's sort of difficult to pinpoint anyone in particular who inspired me musically. I grew up singing in a church, and my church home, I wasn't exposed to hard gospel. We sang anthems and my sisters and I sang in we sang as a group. We sang a lot of a cappella songs, spirituals and anthems, and we just enjoyed singing. But as
right.
a soloist, mostly I sang classical music, and I loved opera, you know, Leontine Price and what have you. But when I went to Howard University, I was there alone.
Hello, Mary? Hello, Mary? You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We're going to come back in a second, but, you know, right now we have Mary on the line. We're just having some difficulties, but we're going to take this break. I want you to listen to a special announcement.
Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee Live with Cleo Jones.
Getting ready to start happening. Make sure you stay in tune. Keep, you know, coming back on my page and go to my website, www.cleojones.com, to see what's going on with me.
Miss Kitty TV Networks.
The that I've never really done before. As most of you know, I do bring exposure to artists and entrepreneurs. So I have a lot of music artists on my show that I've interviewed. But I heard a rumor that there was a fight going on, a hot fight going on in about a week or so.
Partners in crime.
Happy Sabbath. This is your boy, John Q. Citizen. Got my main man chilling to the right, Brother Saku. You there with me, bro?
What's up, folks? This is Brother Saku calling from Beantown. And John Q's calling from Atlanta. And you are where you are. Now you are where we are. Because we're all partners in crime.
G-Right and A-G-A-G-P live, baby.
Yo, 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 yo. That was G-Right and T-A-Z, along with Ron L, on the Grab a Mic remix. Right now, I'm going to go to the line, because I think I got Greg Wright, G. Wright, on the line.
G. Wright, hit it right.
Z-Top, baby. Z-Top.
What's up? This is G. Wright from the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're already pumping yourself up.
The Mr. Bugs Show.
Check out Peace Be Still's book, for real.
Yeah. You're going to have to get with her. I'm going to have to get with her so I can get you, because you got to read it online.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're developing a website for it, too. And I interviewed her on my ATAZP.com show. But I'm going to do it again on this one. It's been a quick hour, and thank the Lord, no more mistakes here.
It gives my
sass
when you do it live.
The Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee.
Okay, you listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. We were talking about the Urban Committee. But on live, I believe we still have Mary on hold. Mary, you're on live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. Okay, I guess we're having some technical difficulties on our end. But you know, it's all about Jesus. This is a song from Kirk Franklin's new CD entitled Jesus.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Help me down.
I can't.
Come on.
Guys, tune in for this coming Thursday. We have a special Valentine's Day special going on. It's not a special, but it's a special Valentine's Day show. Now, I know most people will probably be going out probably about 6 or 8, whatever, on Thursday, on Valentine's Day. So, the show will be airing from 5 to 6. That way, if you'd like to go out, you can go out and you don't have to miss the show. Although you can check me out on blogtalkradio.com/GWright. Also check out my official website at GWrightOnline.com. That's my official website. Today's topic again is, which musical artist has inspired you the most and why? My mother, first of all, was a musical artist, my mom and my aunts. So definitely for me, number one, even before anyone else, it would be my mom. It would be my mom. No hands down. My mom and my family. You know, because we grew up listening to a cappella music. And like Mary Hodo, who had called in some minutes ago before her cell phone actually went out. You know, one of the things about it is that I grew up listening to a cappella music, singing the hymns and going to church. And, you know, it's just amazing how much the family life can actually shape you, especially if your parents are musicians, you have cousins and aunts who are musically gifted, you know, it makes a big difference. You know, one thing that I would like to play right now is a song, and it's entitled, Are You Hanging On There? Are You Hanging In There With Me? First of all, I appreciate you guys. Just, you know, it's a song called Gotta Keep Pressing. It's by Kenton Rogers. Gotta keep pressing. No matter what you're going through, gotta keep pressing.
Put your trust in the hymn.
best annoying. That was by Kenton Rogers. Kenton Rogers. So coming up right next is, you know, I just have to, you know, also play some of my music. My CD is coming up. It's coming out next month, like the first weekend next month. I know you guys, you know, I still get emails and text messages asking when it's coming out. Like, you know, as an independent artist, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to get the funds, and I've had some sponsors who backed out on me at the last minute, so you know how that is. So I just appreciate those of you guys who have actually been supportive and even actually donating money from my MySpace page. I have a link there at myspace.com/GWrightSing, GWRIGHTSING. If you'd like to make a contribution to my ministry and to what I'm trying to do with my music, please feel free to check it out. Check out my songs on MySpace, and definitely check out my music clips on the entire CD at gwriteonline.com. Coming up right now is Talking About Love, my upcoming CD. Listen to the Heart of Love Radio, 646-555-3333.
Talking about love,
you love me, you love me, you
did the night,
love.
That was You Can Come Back Home by Eureka. Eureka, she's up in the D.C. area, and she's definitely doing her thing. She's a blessed woman of God, and she's also my cousin. So I don't just say it because she's my cousin. I tell you because her music has inspired me, and she's been a good role model for me as well. Today's topic has been, which artist has inspired you the most and why? It's pretty conclusive that it's kind of hard to sometimes just choose one artist because we're so touched and affected by so many different various artists that are out there. So we will continue this conversation again on this coming Thursday on the Heart of Love Radio Show Valentine's Day special. We'll be on from 5 to 6 playing some good music. And if you actually want to send a shout-out to someone that you love, feel free to send them a shout-out here on the Heart of Love Radio Show, where we want to deal with the real issues of the heart. You know, first of all, I can say I'm blessed. You know, a couple of my friends, a couple of people I know, they actually sent me text messages saying that I was their favorite artist. So to those, I told them to call in. I wasn't trying to talk about myself like that. But, you know, I just said, wow. I said, you actually think that I am G. Wright? Plain old G. Wright has inspired you a lot. And so, you know, it makes me feel good to know that the music God has blessed me with is blessing those people who are around me. Since I want to send out a shout to my boy Marshall. What's up, Marshall? Thank you for listening in. Appreciate it, you know, to Eureka, to TAZ, and everyone, Mr. Bugs, Victor E. Waters, you know, I appreciate, and the rest of the Urban Committee. Let me put that thread in as well, because I definitely do appreciate you guys actually supporting me and supporting the show. You know, one of the things about it is this. No matter what you're going through, I want you to just know that God loves you again. And that no matter what it is that you're going through, it, God will keep you. God will watch over you. The program will be over pretty soon, but coming up right now is Andrew and Debbie Winans, Love Won't. Number 646-595-4311.
Guy, we ate.
that's not love. Love won't ever, no, never. You know what? Love will never hurt you. And that was Angie and Debbie Winans. I told you I love the Winans. I love their songs. I love the messages. I love the delivery. And I just want to send out a special thanks to Stephen Hurd, the recording artist, for actually calling into the radio show today. You know, definitely the Winans family and Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, as far as songwriters, you know, continues. Babyface. There's a lot of people, you know, but definitely I thank God for this medium and able to, to come to you guys and present hopefully a good show. Please rate this as a favorite of yours. I really appreciate it. Please be on the lookout for my CD that's coming out within the next few weeks. I appreciate your support, your prayers, and your love. Thank you for listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. Check me out on myspace.com/GWrightSing, at GWrightOnline.com, and send me an instant message at GWrightOnline@Yahoo.com. Check out the people on my top, my MySpace page, and be blessed and make a difference in your life, the life of those around you. Have a good night.